let's learn something really quick.
If you got the time, yo, absolutely. And you got the discipline, there's no question about it.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great practice to put into your everyday life, you guys.
You generally regret the things you don't do, not the things you didn't do. Let me say it that way.
Mic drop. This was just awesome. I love meeting my guests in person, and it's a whole nother animal, and the energy is just electric.
You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. Live your best life. You must live label free. What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is an award-winning celebrity hairstylist, educator, a global beauty influencer, entrepreneur, and business consultant. Please welcome Danielle Kiesling. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting. I love your entire Label Free brand.
Well, thank you very much. And I love talking to people, anyone around beauty and like all that stuff. Like, I just love it. I'm a total like beauty product addict. And like, I grew up as a tomboy, but I was always like into beauty. So I'd have the eyeliner, you know, and the makeup, but I'd be running around throwing a football and like getting dirty. Yep. Always that kind of girl. Have you always been into beauty yourself?
I have. I was the same. I was like all into sports. You know, I had more guy friends than girlfriends, but I always did my hair. I remember playing sick when my hair didn't look good because I didn't want to go. So yeah, I've always been extra into beauty for sure. I was, you know, doing my girlfriend's hair on the side of the baseball field when I could.
That's very like, that's endearing. You know, now look where you are today, traveling the world, doing just busy, working on celebrities like that. I'm sure that didn't happen right away, right? In your career?
No, I've been 26 years into doing this. I can't believe time goes that fast.
You look like you're 26. So how did that possible?
I mean, I'm in the beauty industry, right? So I have to. And, you know, sometimes you just meet people, you get a lot of hookups.
Yeah. That has to be fun, though, as you've like evolved in with what you do.
Yeah, I've done everything. You know, I've worn every hat in the industry. I started off just thinking I was going to be a hairstylist, and then that evolved into doing photo shoots, and then that evolved into becoming a session stylist. That's when I started working Fashion Week and celebrities and working with that. And then that evolved into me owning my own and growing my own salon and my own business. And then, you know, as everybody, COVID happened, and then I ended up going into consulting and coaching. And yeah, and it's not just in the beauty industry. I mean, I've coached and consulted plastic surgery offices and cosmetic offices and, you know, a lot of different areas of the health, wellness, and beauty arena.
Sure. So not only you got the beauty, but you got the brains as well to back it up.
Yeah, I mean, I try. You know, I can only juggle so many things at one time, but I'm definitely, you know, I got my dad's side of being an entrepreneur, and I'm very well versed into branding. And, you know, also, I'm just a woman's woman. Like, I'm super into elevating the industry, not just in the beauty area, but, you know, when I joined the industry forever ago, in the trade side of things, it was very male dominant. Which I found really interesting. Yeah, it was really interesting. And, you know, I was just like, this is not what I was expecting.
Right.
So, you know, I made it kind of a mission and a goal to like step up and, you know, use my entrepreneurial skills and get up there in the corporate world.
So that is actually something that I would have never thought, that it was male dominated when you started. How is it today? Has it changed? Has that evened out a little bit?
Yeah, definitely has evened out. You know, I probably started in the trade side of the hair industry, meaning like doing shows and events under big companies like L'Oreal probably 10 years ago. And I was their first female artistic director that Matrix had ever had, which I was like, wait, what? And I mean, there was 10 artistic directors and they were all male. And I'm like, this is a dynamic. They had a mixture of gay men and straight men, but there was not a woman that sat on their executive artistic director board. And that was a very pivotal move in my career and also a very inspiring move with other people. It really gave me a bigger a platform and a much bigger voice.
Yeah, and kind of like a trailblazer as well. If you were the first woman on the board, like, you are making the way for other women to step up to those roles. I mean, yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, yeah, no, it really was. And it's definitely a very proud moment of mine.
Yeah. So now you said COVID hit, and so you no longer have your salon.
I don't. I was actually fortunate enough. I grew a very successful salon. And it's interesting also with salon business, a lot of people rent their space. And I was renting my space, but when I finally decided to grow my business to sell it, you know, I really tapped into, you know, the real estate market and how do I do that? And I had such a successful business that, you know, it was really actually quite easy to sell. The salon was making so much money, and I sold it, and then that supported me basically traveling again the world for 3 years until I could get my feet on the ground and like be faces of these brands again. So it's such a misconception that salon spaces and beauty pros don't make money. It's the management of the money. And it's such the management of the money. And so during COVID, because we couldn't work with people and I couldn't really travel as much, I was still traveling, but it was on private jets and for celebrity stuff. I was living my best COVID life. I will tell you that.
Don't feel sorry for me.
Like, all right, if I don't have to fly a commercial again, I'm good.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It just really kind of, it was like the time where I was like, wow, let's think of this in a different perspective and elevate more of a business consulting brand and a marketing brand, because I'm working with all these companies, L'Oreal, Biolage, Matrix, Pureology, I mean, tons of companies, Ulta Beauty, and I'm helping them create marketing campaigns, right? Wow. Pre-COVID and post-COVID. And I'm like, there's a niche for this with beauty professionals, salons, aesthetics, plastic surgeons. I even worked with a chiropractor at one point that was all into stem cell therapy. And, you know, it's not that far of, you know, we're all doing everything to optimize, to live longer, to be more beautiful, to be healthier, right? All of the things. And, you know, I often wonder sometimes when are we going to open up these like mass spas where you're getting your hair done, your Botox, your skincare, your scalp care, your peptides, your bio
treatment,
all of it, like, because it all is really one package. You can't just kind of dabble. I mean, you know, if you're really going to go all in, I'm huge into biohacking too. So like that is like, you know, my other thing that I do, I think is a hobby, but now it's become kind of a thing for me. It's like what I'm known for also in the industry is, you know, keeping healthy and balanced.
For the audience, what does biohacking mean?
Really just figuring out how to do less and get more, whether that's your health, your wellness, a lot of supplementation, a lot of peptide therapy, all of the things that are going to like reverse our age at a cellular level. So, you know, cold plunging is a big practice of mine every day. Sauna is a big practice of mine every evening. I do a lot of yoga, a lot of breath work. And, you know, I was that person coming from a sports background in college and high school that I would just get on the cardio machine and just go, 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 go. And now science is basically telling us, you know, that's just not how you're going to get an optimized health routine and the body that you want. So, you know, at 40 years old, I'm at 44 now. All of a sudden at 40, I was like, dang, things change quickly.
I'm 48. I feel you there, girl. Okay.
Right. Like you're like, wow, I'm not, you know, the things that I used to do are just not cutting it. And you know, just really being able to get out of your own way and adapt some of the things that are actually making people different, making people live differently. And it's a fun journey because it's a space that I, you know, it's like learning. I always like to be in school. I'm always like, I can learn more about investing my money. I can learn more about How do I live longer? How do I live better? So.
Well, they say, I've had this conversation before many years ago. I don't even know if I ever released the episode, but a gentleman I had on, he was talking about some researchers that he knew that were just researching aging. And according to the researchers, they consider aging a disease, that it's something that is preventable. And it was a very fascinating conversation. Yeah, I don't think I ever released that episode, but I was just like, I could see that. Because you don't know what they actually have available to them. I'm big into the peptides. You talk about cold plunging, you know, or cryotherapy, all that stuff. All those things really help and regenerate you at a cellular level. And I'm big into that. What's the shot that I just did? I did the shot. My girlfriend owns a med spa. And it's that one shot that helps you regenerate your cells.
Okay. GH. Is it the GH?
No, not growth hormone. No. Oh, my God.
No, there's a GHK. It's like blue peptide. Yeah. And there's the IGF-1, which the IGF-1 is really good for, like, keeping, like, lean, like, so you're not breaking down your muscle mass. There's so many peptides out there, though. I work with a doctor. That's a whole nother thing. Eventually, I'd love to, like, you know, work with him on a hair level, because what he's done for me as a woman with just peptide therapy is, like, in some hormone therapy, it's been, like, insane. It's been life-changing. Absolutely life-changing.
I believe it. Yeah, I need to find a good doctor around here. I went to a clinic, and I just did not like their program. And I'm like, this just does not, it just did not feel good to me, so I left. But, if you find something out about hair, please let me know, because my hair does not grow anymore.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. And it's like your hair stops growing, your skin, your collagen stops producing. There's like things like your autoimmune, your inner is like start showing on the outer, right? And actually, I found this gentleman through my girlfriend who does a lot of injectables work, and he's not even in my state. I do it all via telephone.
Okay, like a concierge service, yeah.
On the side, I'll send you that info, because honestly, he's literally changed my life.
A lot of people are still skeptical about, you know, the hormone therapy, the peptide therapy. And, you know, I think that if they start doing the research and seeing it's proven, you know, I follow a lot of people on Instagram that talk openly about this kind of stuff. And I'm a believer. I mean, it's worked for me. I'm 48. I'm proud about my age because I've taken care of myself. People are like, oh, my God, you don't look 48. I'm like, yeah, that's because I've done all these things. You know, I've invested in my health, my wellness, in my lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle choice. You have to decide, you know,
it
doesn't happen overnight.
No, you have beautiful skin. Like,
thank you.
That's a thing. Stem cells too, right? I mean, we could get into that whole conversation.
So maybe this is like a new industry you're getting into, not just hair, but now you're going to be doing wellness.
Hey, you never know. You never know what Danielle is going to get herself into. I was like cracking up because I was on that game show Pictionary like 2 weeks ago, and everyone's like, what are you doing on Pictionary? And I'm like,
oh, wow.
I don't even know. I don't know how I get myself involved.
Is it like a contestant?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How'd you do?
I mean, I can't say yet because it hasn't aired.
Okay. So we'll have to keep an eye out.
You know, it's like one of those things where I find myself, I ebb and flow with the universe, and I really believe in that. And, you know, like networking as a beauty professional has taken me on to so many other projects. I mean, I can't even tell you. I've sat on boards of beverages for yoga and worked with executives in different areas of all industries. And it's you don't say no. It's like a hell yes or forget it, right? And yeah, it's been a wild ride. But if you don't put yourself out there, you're not gonna, you know, what else is there to do?
I subscribe to that mentality too. And I think your personality too, you're just like, you know, that your personality is very attractive to the energy you draw it to you. So
yeah,
not everybody can go with the flow and have that same personality, because some people just aren't, you know, they might go with the flow, but not as approachable. Whereas you are very friendly, outgoing, and you have like this confidence too, but not overly confident where it's going to intimidate someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's next for you aside from the Pictionary? So we'll have to keep an eye out for you on there.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, what's next? You know, we're in the process. I've got a business partner now, and we're kind of creating a new platform. One of my big pet peeves is there's so many people online out there with no credibility and no credentials, right? And they're just throwing spaghetti and seeing what sticks. And, you know, they're teaching consumers about things that they like really don't even have credibility to teach. And so we've been really kind of deep diving in the last year to create, not only like build the coaching program from Hair Viz and Beyond, but to take that into a consumer space. And we created a blog platform called Another Million Miles. And it's really like your beauty concierge with credibility. And you know, yeah, I work with a lot of brands that, like I said, outside of the hair industry. You know, I'm locked in with exclusive contracts with the hair industry, right? So the way I can work with other brands is through makeup, cosmetics, health and wellness, biohacking, you know, this kind of stuff. So it's really kind of become a passion of mine. And it dawned on me because I do sit and I look at budgets with other companies and I'm like, I'm paying so many influencers and people so much money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I actually have more credentials in most of those. And, you know, I'm like, why am I not doing this? And it was stepping outside of the comfort zone, becoming vulnerable again. And, you know, I can do what I do in my sleep at my level. But this is now like, okay, now how can I become vulnerable and take my Danielle Kiesling brand that everyone in the beauty industry knows to like more of a household name? How can I keep that going? Also, right, you have to keep your passion going. Mm-hmm. Like I have to keep myself learning and striving for, or I get burnt out because I get bored. Yeah. It's more of like I just get bored.
Yeah. No, I love it. And maybe the next thing after that is your mega spa. We provide everything.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I always say, I'm like, if Ali Webb could make multi-millions of dollars doing blow dries with the blow dry bar, I'm like, there is room in this market.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that women will always spend money on is their beauty. Like, even in a recession, they will find a way. I remember like one place I used to get my Botox at. The one lady was like, I will buy Botox before I buy groceries. I was like, dang, girl, you're committed.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that I'm any different.
Yes, you know, that is a necessity in the budget. I'm sorry, people, but I'm a Botox girly all the way, and I'm proud of it. That's it. Danielle, where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more of supporting you, and where they can find this platform that you're talking about? You're going to go to direct to consumers with your blog.
So I'm all over social media. I'm on Instagram as Danielle.Kiesling, which is my name. I'm also Instagram and TikTok with Another Million Miles.
Okay.
And Hair Biz and Beyond is our coaching and consulting business. Okay. Again, not just closed to beauty professionals. Like I said, we work with all types of people in the industry. And we also have a marketing and media branding with that as well. So my girlfriend designs websites and brands. And so I'm like nonstop there. But yeah, and then we have our website, Another Million Miles, which is our consumer platform. It's, you know, one of these things that I'm like, it's not there yet, but if you don't just jump off the plank, you're never going to get there. Perfectionism is paralyzing. So we're still working through it and building that. And the other two sites are Danielle Kiesling, and that one's under construction, and then Hair Biz and Beyond. So I'm kind of omnipresent, still working and trying to delegate. Like we were talking about before, you know, how do you be everywhere and, you know, not be everything for everybody? So I'm learning the delegation of like getting the team to manage our YouTube and like building all that stuff. But, you know, that just comes in time.
It sure does, because it's hard to do. It's hard to like let go of the control, and because you know that you're going to do it right, and you have to trust someone else to do it. You know, maybe not the same as you, but do it right too. And so I get it. I totally get it. Well, you guys, I'm going to put a bunch of those links. It's a lot in the show notes. So if you connect with Danielle, want to learn more, or interested in the beauty, go to her blog, go to her social media, go follow her, go reach out to her. If you have any questions, I'm sure she would love to answer any questions. Maybe talk to her about biohacking. I'm sure she would love to fill you in. Danielle, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
You know what? The sky's the limit, and don't ever close yourself off. Energy, manifestation, frequency, it is a real thing, and you just have to live the life that you want to live, and that will, in turn, the universe will give it to you.
Yeah, love it. Well, you are fantastic. I love it. Beauty, brains, entrepreneur, success, all the things. So thank you for sharing your wonderful experiences and all the things that you do with us today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.